Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's the late great. Who is that? The late great. And that's a great song. Did you know that that was also covered by Creedence Clearwater Revival? Marvin Gaye is who that was, by the way. Late great Marvin Gaye. Creedence Clearwater Revival covered that later on. And not written by either one of those guys, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I want to talk about, it's just you and me, I want to talk about, I want to report on a recent survey that we took of our audience. I do this, as you know, every month, I should say every week, on our website, in our newsletter, we offer a poll question about something of importance to small business owners. And I usually either report on it like that I'm about to now, or it's included in a column. I'll write an article about what we learned in the survey. And so this survey this last week was about Obamacare, and we asked this question: Obamacare will be in force January 1, 2014, and healthcare.gov is active now. Do you know how this law will impact you? 3% said, we've used the law, we've used the website successfully. 3% said, we've used the website successfully, and Obamacare is better for us. 3%. 30% said, we've discovered that Obamacare will not be a better alternative than the one we have. 30%. 13% said, we tried to use the website, but we're not able to finish, and we were not able to discover the impact. And 54% said, we haven't used the website yet and won't until absolutely necessary. Over half said they haven't used it, and they're not going to use it until they have to. Well, you know, folks, 3.5 years after Obamacare became law and 3 weeks after the much-anticipated launch of the website, only a third of our small business respondents even know how Obamacare will impact them. And 97% of our audience doesn't know what they found, still don't know, or they're resisting knowing. Now, it's difficult to imagine a law that becomes increasingly unpopular the more that you know about it. It's hard to imagine that a law like that could survive, that the more we know about it, the more unpopular it becomes. You know, usually laws start out and they're unpopular and they become popular. This one's going the other way. The only thing the broken website has done is prevent millions of people from discovering just how much this law is going to increase their insurance costs and decrease their coverage. You know, I talked about this a week or so ago, about the things that you need to pay attention to: access and deductibility and cost and availability. I told you to look for those things. And now that we know, the more we know about this, the specter of Obamacare is getting worse. It's cast for the last 3.5 years, it's cast a pall over the economy like I've never seen before. I've never seen any legislation, I've never seen any law to be so pervasively negative in the minds of people in the marketplace, small business owners like this one. You know, we have to call it like it is, folks. Obamacare is a bad law. I was telling you about this before there was Obamacare. When people were trying to launch a universal health care, Kennedy, I've been talking about this for 16 years. The government running health care is not good. It can't do it properly. It can't do it without a bunch of fraud. It can't do it without a bunch of waste. It can't do it without sucking money up from some other resources. This is not a good thing. And the thing is, folks, I'm sorry to say, but all the warnings that people like me put out about how bad this thing was going to be have come to pass and are coming to pass. And every day it gets worse and worse. You heard me talk yesterday about the fact that that Obamacare is going to put me in financial harm's way. My insurance policy that I have right now is structured so that I can afford it, and it gives me the right amount of risk management. So I know that I will not be bankrupt as long as I keep this in coverage. This coverage in force, I will not be bankrupt if we have a catastrophic situation. Under the Obamacare plan that I'll have to go to, I can't say that. I can't say that if I have a catastrophic situation that I won't go bankrupt, because I could, because that's the way the coverage is. Now, one last thing. I've just learned that Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin is going to place a law on the Senate floor. I don't know the number of it yet. It'll be S something or other. I'll try to get that for you. But the law is called "If You Like Your Health Plan, You Can Keep It" law. The Act, I should say. If you like your health care, you can keep it. Act, and it's for people like me and probably you, which means that we're going to make President Obama deliver on his promise. If you like your health care, you can keep it, period. He said that. If you like your health care, you can keep it, guaranteed. He said both of those things hundreds of times, probably. Now, I took that as a promise. I took that as a guarantee. He said that. No qualifications. This act puts his money where his mouth is. We've got to get behind this act from Senator Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin, folks. Please check it out. Go to Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, in Google, and find what he's doing there. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.